Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm very excited to bring on our next guest, a candidate for Milwaukee's vacant aldermanic seat. His name's Dan Bauman. Dan, welcome to The Maggie Dawn Show. I really appreciate you making time. Why are you running for an aldermanic seat in Milwaukee?
It's a good question, and I'll answer it. I did not think about running for politics until maybe a few months ago. Losing Alderman Brastoff was a big shock, and obviously a big loss for our district. And I think that combined with what happened on the federal level with the presidential election shook a lot of people here in this district, and obviously outside of the district. I really was happy with the service that we were getting in this district. There are a lot of things that we talk about doing as a city in Milwaukee that I think the city looks to this district to get it right and push on those things, especially because of the progressive values of a lot of people in the third district. So it was really important to us. It was kind of interwoven with living in this district and raising a family here. I was pushing the city towards progress, and I ultimately made the decision to run. At that point, when I personally made the decision, there was nobody running. And then obviously we ended up with a field of 8 people. So it's been an extremely exciting campaign so far. And I do think that it was really beneficial to have a lot of strong candidates running for this seat. A lot of really good things kind of came to the forefront in terms of what we were discussing that, within the minds of 2 or 3 candidates might be there, but not necessarily brought out and spoken about. So we were able to really touch on some issues and then collectively just really kind of deal with the challenges that we're all facing right now with uncertainty. So
one of the things I looked at, and I live just outside of your district, literally by like a half a block. The other side of my block is in your district. One of the things that I looked at, Daniel, coming up to the primary, just because a lot of people ask me, hey, who should I vote for? I get those text messages and phone calls a lot. And I had read in detail the answers that were either submitted or given by each of the primary candidates to the slate of questions submitted to all of the primary candidates by the Journal Sentinel. And I encourage every single voter in the third city of Milwaukee aldermanic district to revisit those answers. You can go to the Journal Sentinel's website. This is an unlocked free article you can get. Here is why, though I do not live in your district, Daniel, I am very happy to publicly endorse you on this show as the former Corporation Counsel of Milwaukee County and as a former City of Milwaukee employee.
Thank you.
Your answers showed thoughtfulness and an understanding of local government. I don't believe local government is partisan, really, in many elements. This is about providing services in a transparent, efficient, and effective way to constituents with an understanding of how government works. One of the things that drives me bananas is watching local elected officials chase all kinds of issues so that they can have press conferences and see their names in the newspapers about things that they have zero impact on as local elected officials. I wanted to give you an opportunity, Daniel, to tell people about your background, because I think a lot of folks that run for office actually don't have meaningful understandings of how government works at the different levels, local, state, and federal. So what's your background, Daniel? And if you could speak to, I think, what is one of the top issues on people's minds in the city of Milwaukee, which is reckless driving and public safety. So if you could answer both of those, and then I'll let my co-host Tom ask you a couple of questions.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity and then for the support. I was born and raised in Milwaukee in the Sherman Park neighborhood. When I grew up, that was still a bustling, thriving, diverse middle-class neighborhood. So I kind of had a vantage point of seeing steady decline as jobs were leaving the city. So, I would drive by A.O. Smith as a child on Capitol, and that stack of car frames was just, whittling away. So over the years, obviously seeing just the decline and really, you know, kind of neglect and just resources, you know, leaving those communities. So that's kind of what I've always held in my heart in terms of the city and seeing that and knowing that we need to kind of take care of people, whether or not it's in the third district or not. I went to school in Madison, ended up in New York. I was an AmeriCorps Vista worker in Brooklyn, ended up in the private sector for longer than I thought I would be, and ended up meeting my wife and starting a family out there, and always was looking for a way to come back. And for us, the pandemic allowed us an opportunity to be flexible, and we came back to Milwaukee, and I decided to become engaged in public affairs and more nonprofit work. So I ended up on the mayor's campaign, Mayor Johnson, his first campaign. That gave me an opportunity to really see all the problems in the city. I was always following things closely, but just kind of a crash course, because you can't hide from any of the issues when you're running for mayor. You're going all over the city, and you're going to hear from the folks who are most upset, obviously. So that was a good opportunity for me. I ended up working in the mayor's office for about 11 months. I was an outreach worker in the mayor's office, got a chance to work in neighborhoods that overlapped with Alderman Brostoff, got a chance to work with him, and really appreciate what the job was based on his approach to it and his kind of customer service oriented approach to being an Alder person, especially someone who we know was very passionate about issues. And I think people really had a good sense of where he lied politically. He was very oriented towards serving his constituents. And as somebody who really appreciates clean and responsive government, I always appreciated that. So in this district, yeah, obviously public safety. I think that the difference between candidates is what that means to you. So for me, public safety really, it starts with, as a parent of two children, safety on the streets and being able to walk around, being able to bike around, and not worry about cars driving 50 miles an hour in residential areas or areas where we want to congregate and, you know, visit stores and commercial corridors. So it starts with street safety. It starts with vibrant energy, you know, places where there's nothing happening in a particular community. If you liven those areas up and you have kind of bustling commercial corridors, those are generally safer areas. You have people around, that makes things safer. I think it's normalized now for us to talk about addressing the root causes of crime, but that's absolutely critical because, you know, crime will continue to persist if we're not dealing with the issues. And as long as the issues are there in the city, regardless of where you are, those issues are going to find their way into your district. And some districts aren't used to that. So when it does happen, it's a huge deal. And when crime happens, it's a major quality of life issue for people. It usually trumps issues of, you know, snow removal and trash pickup. So we got to work on that, but we do have to look at what's causing that and what we as a city can do, because especially we're in a situation where I think people feel like they have a different relationship with police than they used to. Mm-hmm. They don't see the beat cop around anymore. So we've had to deal with that a lot. And just we need to strengthen city services. We need to reinstill kind of pride and trust in what the city is doing. And when you're asking residents to kind of, you know, bear with you and, you know, put up with certain things, because we all know Milwaukee is facing challenges right now, you have to meet them when they have, you know, actionable requests for help. You gotta make sure you take those wins,
Yes, exactly.
Keep everybody on the same team.
Right.
Folks, you're listening to Third District Aldermanic candidate Daniel Bauman in the city of Milwaukee. I'm joined by co-host Tom Paulswitz. Tom, I know you had a couple of questions for Daniel as well.
Yeah, just a quick observation. I lived on the East Coast for a little while also, so I can hear a little bit of East Coast in your language. So make sure you say bubbler quite a bit on the campaign trail.
All the time, yeah.
that'll make sure you cover that. Yep. Obviously, you know that the sales tax change has brought in a tremendous amount of money for the city, and it filled somewhat of the gap. But I still feel like the city is still facing some fiscal challenges moving forward. What are your thoughts there, and what are you saying to your constituents when you get those questions?
Yeah, it is, obviously. I think one of the responses to that is when you're talking about the vision for the district, right? we have to bring in activity into this district. So obviously we're talking about bringing it in for the city as a whole, but if we want to continue to bring in services and keep services where they are, we need to generate some activity. We need other institutions, organizations, developers, what have you, to see positive momentum happening. So we continue to see investment in this district and make the case for continued services and even improved services, right? Because we are in this district generally better off than a lot of people in terms of economics. So when we're talking about equity, right, people need to understand that, no, you can't ask for a particular service more than anyone else because of what you pay in property tax. And I think people, for the most part, understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do is we can be an incubator of new innovation and kind of more urban lifestyle over here, I think. And that generally creates more commerce and activity and tax revenue.
Excellent.
Daniel, I wanted to ask you, please take the opportunity to tell people why they should be voting for you as opposed to your opponent. What are your key differentiators, to use a business term, if you will?
I think for me, I can hit the ground running day one. I built a lot of solid relationships with different city departments in my work at City Hall. And that was just built on collaboration and trust. So, you know, in terms of the departments that you need to help out when people have issues, I have a good working relationship with there. I already kind of know what some of the frustrations are in City Hall, right? So I'm not going to be surprised to see that, and it won't kind of blindside me. So I'm aware and expecting some challenges there, and I have a strong interest in working with other alders, just because of you know, my nature of having grown up on the north side, really, and going to citywide schools, having a network of friends, loved ones all over the city. Have a strong interest in the city, and I think that will really make it vital for me to work with folks representing other districts as well, ultimately being able to push legislation. So and I, you know, I understand that this is a representative role, and while I might have strong principles on something, this job requires you know, meeting people where they are and figuring things out. So I take that very seriously. And I have no prior agenda. I have no obligations other than to meet the needs of the residents of this district.
One of the things I'm going to take this opportunity to say to you, I've had numerous conversations, both publicly on the air and privately, with candidates, newly elected local officials. I have two big suggestions for you. Though I don't live in your district, I am a city resident and a native Milwaukee. And the first one is, you are going to get over the course of your elected official career, if you're elected, so many requests from so many different people about so many different things. Please know what the maybe 2, 3, maybe 4 things are that are your whys, that are fundamentally such critical values and important to you. And frankly, because you can't be everything to everybody, be candid with people about what those are.
Yes.
And secondly, my ask of you is, please be candid with constituents when they are asking you to do things that are beyond our ability in local government. Yeah. Hey, here's who to contact for that. We can't do that. And don't waste people's time just to get your name in the papers. If
so,
you
know, no grandstanding, right? Yep.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Awesome.
Daniel Bellman, candidate. Yeah, candidate for the 3rd aldermanic district in the state of Milwaukee. Again, my endorsement to you, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you. So nice
to hear a reasonable person running for elected office that knows how government actually works. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. We'll be back, Daniel, with Tom Paulswitz and our last segment for this Thursday afternoon after these brief messages. Join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75. Bye-bye.